hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Michael.
And this is Pizza Nerds, a podcast about making great pizza at home.
This is the sixth episode in our New York style series, and today we are recapping everything.
We're going to teach you how to reverse engineer the timing of how to make this kind of pizza at home. Before we do that, we're going to say hi to our producer and friend, Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hey,
Jason.
Hi, I'm really hungry. I can't wait to try this.
I'm so sad that we don't have the pizza like in front of us right now. Okay, so before we go through the timing, how to do this at home, real quick recap, what is a New York style pizza?
Right. So we've talked about this. It's a thinner crust, golden around the edges, very symmetrical looking pizza. It has flour, water, salt, yeast, and then oil and sugar in it. It has a sauce that is really flavorful, not overwhelmingly flavorful, but definitely has a good, strong flavor to it. And it's somewhat crispy on the bottom, but foldable, good, strong crust. I think that's it.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you imagine, I just feel like when you're a kid and you imagine pizza.
Yeah.
You imagine New York style pizza.
Yeah. And it's what you think of when they say, A slice.
Yeah. Exactly. We're getting pizza. A slice. Totally. Yeah. All right. So let's just run through kind of like if you were to have pizza on a Friday, because that's when we tend to have our pizza is on Fridays, how we kind of reverse engineer this. Yep. So the dough, we talked about how we did not notice much of a difference in a dough kind of rising and resting for a day up to 3 days. Yep. So if you're going to have whatever day you're going to have your dough on, you want to make it at least the day before. And you can make it up to 3 days before. So in this case, you can make it anytime between Tuesday and Thursday to cook it on Friday. And then the sauce, there's a lot of flexibility here too, because you can make it like when you start to preheat your oven the day you're making pizza, or you can make it like a week or two ahead and either freeze it or keep it in a jar in your fridge and it's still really great.
Yep. It's awesome. Okay. So choosing toppings beforehand are great because you can kind of prep them, make sure you have them, you know, bought, ready to go when you get there, get time to use them. Preheating the oven needs to happen at least an hour before you want to cook.
Right.
Typically, I try to have it reach its full heat an hour before with a stone in it so that the stone actually has a full hour in the oven while it's hot before I want to cook. And so, you know, you can figure out your timing on that, but that's very, very important to have that stone as hot as it can get.
And I think a lot of people might think that, because we haven't talked about like how long you cook a pizza, that you are backing up like, all right, if we're going to eat at 5:30, I need to start cooking pizza at 5. Mm-hmm. No friends.
Yeah.
No nerds. You don't. Like, how long do your pizzas take in the oven?
They take almost exactly 5 minutes.
Okay. So basically like, I mean, we love just making a pizza, pulling it out, slicing it, and people eating as the pizzas are ready. But it's a really nice thing. Like, you can just think, like, I want to eat dinner at 5:30. Turn on your oven at, like, 4:30, 4:15, and you're all set. Like, there's really, it's such an interesting thing. I feel like that homemade pizza feels like there's so much planning involved, and yet you can do literally everything in advance and just, like, back up a little over an hour, and you're all set. Like it doesn't have to be as complicated as it might feel.
And remember when you preheat your oven to take the dough balls out of the fridge.
Oh, let
them
come
to room temperature.
Exactly. Everything like lines up at the same time, which is really, really nice. And if you, I just said that like when we make pizza, you know, we sort of do it like one at a time and serve and all the things, but we are going to have a later episode about like actually how to host people over when you are having pizza. Yep. Like, host a pizza party kind of thing. Sometimes it feels like planning pizza ahead is overly complicated. But if you think about like how your dinner, all the pieces of your dinner are literally sitting in your fridge or freezer just waiting for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a gift. It just makes the whole thing. Like, you don't even have to start thinking about dinner until you just turn your oven on and then walk away. It's so great. It's so great.
Yeah. And I think if you can work it into, if it's something that you enjoy doing, embrace that. So like, I love the rhythm of like putting my kids to bed on that Tuesday or Wednesday night, turning on a podcast, prepping the dough.
Yep.
You know, 30 minutes of time really is all it takes, including cleaning up, because you do that while you let it rest.
Right.
And then they're in the fridge and they're waiting and you don't even really think about it until, like you said, an hour before you're ready to cook them. And And it's wonderful.
And the dough's just getting better as it sits there.
Right.
It's just, yeah, it's a really great process. And once you kind of get into your own rhythm with it, it becomes so natural. Like now I just know that on Tuesday or Wednesday, I make pizza dough. Mm-hmm. Like that's just what happens. And even if you don't, let's say your pizza Friday or whatever sort of gets thrown off, everything that you made, you can put in the freezer.
Yeah, exactly.
So real fast, should you, I wrap my, if I'm going to put dough in the freezer, I wrap it in plastic wrap and then put it in a freezer bag. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
So I will typically, because you want to freeze it after you've let it rise in the fridge.
Exactly.
I will take the whatever container I had it in and freeze that for about an hour first. Then it's totally solid and you can just put it right in a bag or something like that.
I never would have thought to do that because then it stays in its shape.
It stays in its shape. It's perfectly shaped. You pull it out and it looks, actually what you can do is pull it out and put it to thaw in the same container as you originally used. You just want to make sure you remember to put it in a freezer bag later.
Yeah.
Or it'll get freezer burn for being in a, you know, Tupperware thing.
We haven't given out a nerd award in a while. You get the nerd award.
Yes.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You win in this series. I'm going to get you in the next one. That's fine. All right. So that's how you can make New York style pizza at home.
Yep.
So exciting.
We really would love to see these pictures as you make them and hear from you. Like if you send them to us or post them and tag us on Instagram. We want to see what kind of pizzas you guys are making.
Pizza Nerds Co. At Pizza Nerds Co. Tag us so we can see.
Yeah.
So exciting.
That's a great segue. We would love for you to follow us also on Instagram, Pizza Nerds Co. Visit our website, pizzanerds.co, where you can see more about us, see our recommendations on products and the things we like to use in our kitchens. And we are so glad that you've listened today.
I'm Kendra. He's Michael. And we're glad you're a pizza nerd too. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.